Oftentimes I'm asked about three main things when it comes to self-publishing, and that includes marketing and promotion, getting reviews, and then the hot topic that I continue to come back time and again, and that's keywords. And part of the keywords mystery, especially on Amazon KDP, it's those seven keyword slots, that back-end keywords, if you will. So today I'm going to talk about those seven keyword slots. In fact, I'm going to tell you the 10 best uses for the Amazon KDP keyword slots. So make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Here we are in episode number 44. I think it's 44. I'm looking over at my thing here. I might be off, so if I'm wrong, my apologies. Either way, I'm excited that you've decided to go ahead and listen to me and join me. And of course, I'm actually recording this right now in front of a live studio audience on twitch.tv/self-published the week prior. So if you're listening to this in any of the podcasting platforms and you're thinking to yourself, man, I'd love to get this a lot sooner, you can. Just join me on twitch.tv/self-published every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You actually get a jump on things. Speaking of getting a jump on things, have you gotten a jump on your ebook formatting? Have you found a good print formatting software out there? Well, I found it for you. I took all the guesswork out of it for you. Today's sponsor is actually Kotobee. And Kotobee is a digital publishing platform that covers all your ebook needs, provides an award-winning ebook creation software called Kotobee Author to let you create structured ebooks smoothly and export them to many different formats. And I think it was like 12 altogether. 12. Who needs 12? But either way, they also provide ebook hosting and security services to control who receives access to your ebooks. In case you don't feel like digging into new software and prefer someone else getting their hands dirty, they also provide miscellaneous ebook services such as ebook consultation, conversion, design, scripting, and publishing, and way, 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 way too much more for me to cover inside this little ad here. So I'm going to make it simple for you. All you got to do is go on over to dalelinks.com/kotobee. That's K-O-T-O-B-E-E, the dalelinks.com/kotobee. You can actually try out their free version just to give it a test drive and see what you think. Definitely would love to hear what you think about Kotobee yourself. All right, so let's jump right into the 10 best uses for the Amazon KDP keyword slots. And so let's start it out with the problem. The problem is a lot of people really get hung up on keywords. And believe it or not, it's not as tough as you would think. And especially when you start to kind of implement it and do it and get it going. I want to give you some tips today. And they're going to seem simple. In theory, it's going to be a little bit more difficult in practice at first, as long as you just kind of stick with it. Common questions I get: do I put one word in the keyword slot? Do I stuff as many as possible into the keyword slot? Do I go just for a one keyword phrase? And all of these are really great questions, and I feel like I can probably unearth these by telling you these 10 tips. So let's go ahead. We're going to jump it in here, and there's no order of importance. But I do want to let you fiction authors know, stick around. I've saved the tips for the fiction authors a little bit more towards the end, because fiction authors, it's a bit more difficult than nonfiction authors. So let's start out with number one. All right. So I say best uses. One of the best uses of your keyword slots is never guess. Never guess your way through it. All right. That's just that simple. I've seen far too many times where I ask an author, okay, so what do you have inside your seven keyword slots? And they'll tell me X, Y, and Z. And I'll say, okay, so how did you find that keyword? I didn't. What do you mean? You didn't do any research on it? No. I just kind of guessed. Never guess. If you want to get good results, you can't just put on a blindfold and start throwing darts at a dartboard in which you don't even know if you're pointing in the right direction. Take the blindfold off, you'll know where the dartboard's at, and can at least try to aim towards the bullseye. And if you miss the dartboard, you can always just try to just change your trajectory. That was easy for me to say. So never guess. You want to make sure that you're doing your due diligence when you're choosing your keywords. And going into the Amazon platform is one of the most simplest ways to do it. Now, I've talked about how to do this previously, but If you don't want to invest in software, say like Publisher Rocket or anything else like that, that's totally cool. Rely on AutoSuggest. AutoSuggest is one of the easiest ways to take the guesswork out of things. Because when you start to type in a given keyword phrase, it starts to fill out, AutoSuggest will populate for you, and Amazon's going to tell you what the market is currently looking for. And if you can figure out what the current market's looking for, then you got yourself a winner. You can take all that guesswork out of there. Number two, exact phrases. Actually, it was about a few weeks ago on the channel, I had a very special guest, Jacob Rothenberg, that we kind of sat down, we chewed the fat, we talked a little bit shop here, and we discussed keywords. And this is something he and I agree with. I agree with wholeheartedly. I used to believe in another methodology, and I'll talk about it here in just a second here. I used to believe in one methodology, but now I lean a lot more in favor of this other methodology, and it's called an exact phrase. An exact phrase means exactly what you think. So when you're doing your keyword research, AutoSuggest populates it out. Don't muddy up a given keyword phrase. So let's say I start to type in workout plan, and it starts to give us workout plan for beginners. And if that accurately describes our product, then take it. Don't throw in a bunch of extra words. Be like, I'm going to go ahead and put in the 90-day home workout plan for beginners and women. Okay? It's not an exact phrase. An exact phrase is exactly what you think it is. It's exactly the phrase you find and AutoSuggest that people are looking for. You don't muddy it up. There's no ambiguity about it. So that way, when the Amazon algorithm is going through and it's trying to figure out what your book needs to be served to, or who the audience needs to be, they're kind of like, oh, this is exactly it. Now, don't make the mistake of this. You don't put quotes on your keyword. I know that that is technically an exact phrase. You don't want to put quotations around it. You want to always leave it open so there's at least a broad keyword match. But your exact phrase is going to be exactly that. So stick with it. Don't muddy it up. You can do it that way. Now, number three, I said I was going to get to this one in just a second. It's called keyword stemming. Now, keyword stemming is kind of an interesting little thing here. You got to stay with me here for just a moment. What you're going to do is you're going to think about your root keyword and think of derivatives that build off of that. So let's just say, for instance, I already have workout. This is always the easiest one for me to share with everybody. We've got workout as a root keyword. Well, there is also some other keywords that are related to workout. So there are some workout plans and workout routines and workout programs. And who are these plans for? Well, they could be for women, they could be for men, they could be for beginners, they could be for seniors. And think about any kind of descriptors to them. Maybe it could be the home workout plan. Maybe it's the home workout, could be the gym workout. Any number of things that can kind of describe it. So when keyword stemming comes in, is you get the root keyword, you put a prefix, and you put a suffix on it. Now, you don't always have to do both of those things, but you think about some of the overlap of a given keyword, that root keyword, and you build off of it. So it's just something as simple as workout, we discussed. What type of workout is it? It's a plan. What's that plan serve? For beginners. Where is it going to be at? Let's say it's a gym. So we say the gym workout plan for beginners. Boom, we've got our keyword, we've stemmed it, we're gonna go ahead and slip it into that seven keyword slots. Now here's one of the things, and this is theory, by the way, folks. I don't have any kind of, you know, scientifically backed stuff, and I haven't had Amazon specifically say this to me. But what ends up happening is the Amazon algorithm starts to make what's called a broad keyword match. Okay, it's going to say, okay, you're a home workout, or you're a gym workout in that specific instance. Okay, cool. I'm going to serve this book over here. Oh, you're a workout for beginners. Oh, someone searched up workout for beginners. Okay, let's go ahead and serve this over to this person. So you've got this broad keyword match that comes from that entire thing. Can we do broad keyword matches with exact phrases? Sure. But with keyword stemming, we got more possibilities. Now, I'm going to discuss an article that actually was just released recently about a case study, and I'm going to save that towards the end here. I want you to stay with me for right now. And so I told you fiction authors, I was going to talk to you, and now I'm going to go ahead and discuss things here with you, because it's so much easier being a nonfiction author, because you think about the problem and how people are looking it up and how you have the solution. So things like workout, oh, that's pretty simple for you to say there, Dale, but what if I'm writing some type of a contemporary romance novel? Maybe I'm doing horror short stories. Like, what do I do? Because there's not necessarily going to be anything that's going to be that easy, because most of the phrases that I'm going to end up pulling up are highly competitive. And I'm going to tell you, it can be tough. So the very first thing I'm going to tell you is fiction. Stay with me. I'm going to give 5 tips here for you. This is of the 10. So I give you guys half my attention here. Now, this information I pulled directly from Amazon KDP. Like, this is what they are telling you specifically. So this is not Dale speaking. This is Amazon KDP. And what they specifically said is start out with number one, setting. Think about where is it taking place, okay? Where is this fictional story happening? And how is it relevant to the audiences typically looking for it? You know, is it going to be colonial America? Is it going to be in Italy? Is it going to be in Russia? Think about all these different places this could be taking places. Let's say that 10 times fast, Dale. The next one's going to be character types. So think about those character types that are inside your story. Is it going to be a single dad? Is it going to be a billionaire bad boy? Is it going to be a veteran? Think of all these types of characters, because sometimes people are looking for a character type when they're looking up a fiction story of some sort. Next one's going to be character roles, all right? Think like strong female lead, all right? With some of those characteristics, those traits that that person has. So we have the types, but now we have the specific roles. Next one's going to be plot themes, all right? Coming of age, forgiveness. Think about that typical theme, all right? Some of those tropes, if you will, that are going to be involved in your fiction story. Next one's going to be story tone. Is it going to be dystopian? Is it going to be feel good? Is it going to be depressing? Is it going to be exciting? Think of all these different type of things. So I want to kind of double back around here on those fiction elements. Setting, character types, character roles, plot themes, and story tone. Remember, these are tips directly from Amazon KDP. They're telling you exactly what people are going to be looking for. In fact, if you just even go into Google, just type up Amazon KDP keywords, it'll pull up that full article of make your books more discoverable with keywords. When you go in there, they actually have an entire list and breakdown of some suggestions for each one of those things. So if you're a fiction author and you're stuck, that might be one of the best ways to do it. All right, number nine. So we're getting back to kind of addressing everybody, not just the fiction authors here. There's the keyword mix, all right? So the keyword mix is a little bit of everything. And actually, Dave Chesson, the Kindlepreneur, did a case study last year. And it was in regards to 7 keyword slots. And one of the things he did was kind of did a little bit of keyword stemming, but he also just kind of put in some other related keywords. So that way he filled all of the slots, like, you know, each one of them have upwards of 50 characters per the 7 slots. And I think it was like 3 to 4 of those slots he typically would try to fill up as much as he could. So he would put some in there. So it's going to sound like jibber jabber. It's going to sound almost like you're having a stroke of some sort, you know, and believe it or not, it ended up being successful. Now, the thing that he says is don't use all of your slots for doing this keyword mix, all right? You don't want to completely keyword stuff every single one of them. You want to have a few exact phrase matches, and you want to have some of them with that mixture. So that means, for instance, if we have that root keyword, let's say it is workout. We're going to go back to that. We have workout plan. Okay, great. There's also workout routine. Okay, cool. There's also workout program. So in essence, what we would end up doing is workout routine plan program for beginners, men, women, all right? That's just assuming that that's who theirs. Now, by the way, I'm not telling you that those are good keywords. I'm just saying that this is just as an example here, folks. So don't go racing off and changing your keyword metadata. Think it's going to, you know, get you a, you know, quick victory. But I would highly recommend go over to kindlepreneur.com and take a look at that article. Very fascinating, the full case study that he ends up, you know, diving really deep into it. I've got one last tip here in the 10 best uses for your Amazon KDP keyword slots, but I do want to bring to your attention that I am live, believe it or not, live every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my YouTube channel. You can go on over there at dalelinks.com/live when I go live, and I'll go right over to that page. And then also join me every Monday. I said this at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to say it again. So that way you don't miss out on this twitch.tv/self-publish, where I actually do the podcast recording and we jib-jab just a little bit and talk shop a little bit over there. That's every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, twitch.tv/self-publish. Alrighty, I got one final tip for you. One more tip here. And this one's kind of a no-brainer. I think everybody's going to go, oh, of course, Dale. Trial and error is really what it comes down to at the end of the day. If you find that a book is not doing that great, the very first thing I always tell people is, okay, look at your cover, and I want to look at your copy. Because sometimes if your cover's hit, no keywords are going to help you out. Just because you have the keywords put in place doesn't necessarily mean people are going to buy it, all right? If your cover's hit, no one's going to buy it. I don't care how many people come in front of it. If it is ugly, no one's going to buy it. Now, the next thing is if you can't give people a compelling reason to part ways with their hard-earned money to get your book, then, again, no keywords are going to help you, all right? None. Unless you have just a killer-looking cover. It's like, it's so freaking amazing. Like, it's the best thing ever, which I highly doubt it. Sorry. Hate to, you know, burst your bubble. Hate to, you know, take the wind out of your sail on this one, but there's no such thing as the perfect cover. But sometimes you get that great cover, that'll end up selling you. But for the most part, people typically will go in and read your description. So get it all dialed in. Then, after you've gone through any kind of peer review and you've had some people like, man, this cover looks stellar, the copy's fantastic, it's been dialed in, you're still not seeing anything, then go in and tweak keywords. And when you tweak keywords, might I recommend that you don't do it frequently. You do it maybe 30 days at a minimum, to as much as 90 days. Keep that 7 keyword set right in there. Because what you're doing is you're training the Amazon algorithm to understanding what exactly your product is. If you try to keep changing it out all the time, you're just going to confuse it, and it's not going to know who they should be sending your product to. So let it just set, let it marinate for just a little bit on those 7 keywords. It's going to take some trial and it's going to take some error. But I want you to also remember this, that it doesn't matter. The 7 keyword slots, you can put in the best stuff. But remember, keywords don't sell books. It is a fact. Keywords don't sell books. Some people say, oh, I've done all the keywords and I'm still not selling any books. It ain't your keywords' fault, okay? It's probably a problem with your book cover or your description. Just that simple. Sorry, not keywords. All right. Well, this has been a fun time. I definitely always appreciate those of you that watch live here on twitch.tv/self-publish and those of you that listen to me in your ear holes, whether you're over on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, iHeart Radio, and gosh, about a dozen different platforms altogether. It's always great that you listen in. And do me a huge favor, you could subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review. I haven't looked at the reviews lately, but maybe I'll take a look at that there this coming week, and we'll go ahead and share that. In the meantime, this has been Self Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.